You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ at the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I dish on some new movies starring Johnny Depp and Benedict Cumberbatch, and the director's cut of Justice League fans have been dying to see. Our first movie is Zack Snyder's Justice League, and this is the R-rated director's cut of the 2017 DC movie that wasn't the hit the studio hoped for and gained mixed reviews, mainly because of how Joss Whedon had to finish the work for Snyder while he was grieving over his daughter's death. I actually enjoyed that movie for its campy entertainment, and I like this one as well because of how in Snyder's vision, he adds more depth and humanity to the characters, particularly Cyborg, played by Ray Fisher. The other members consist of Ben Affleck as Batman, Jason Momoa as Aquaman, Ezra Miller as Flash, Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, and Henry Cavill as a resurrected Superman. Some of the battles go on too long, but they do have their moments, and there's enough time in the movie to see everyone expand on their characters, and Snyder is able to reshoot and add scenes that fans were expecting to see in the original take. It's on HBO Max, so you can either sit through the whole thing or watch it half now, half later. 3 stars. Our next movie is The Courier, and it's based on the true story about a British businessman named Greville Wynne, who was asked to help MI6 end the Cold War and Russia's plans for the Cuban Missile Crisis. Benedict Cumberbatch is well cast in that role. While worrying about his family's safety, he must collaborate with an FBI agent played by Rachel Brosnahan and a Soviet colonel played by Murad Minaz. It's familiar at times with the family lives, and it's not always understandable during the main mission, but there's enough details, performances, and dangers to keep The Courier glued to your seat. It's mostly because of how Cumberbatch and Minaj both ignite the screen as the real-life characters and how the direction by Dominic Cook and writing by Tom O'Connor makes this international thriller dangerous and riveting for the right reasons. 3 stars. And finally, our last movie is City of Lies, and it stars Johnny Depp as LAPD Detective Russell Poole, who is on the case for the murder of Biggie Smalls and Tupac while being interviewed by a journalist played by Forest Whitaker, who is based on the real-life writer Randall Sullivan. That's when Poole delivers his theory that dirty cops were involved in Biggie Smalls' murder and how he was taken off the case and how deep he was willing to go. Certain parts of the case are a little dull and confusing, but mostly City of Lies explores the main detective's commitment to the case and how the journalist needs to get the facts. They're both portrayed ambitiously by Depp and Whitaker, and director Brad Furman, in his first feature since The Infiltrator, guides them with the right aspects and intentions. Seeing them delve into their characters' motives and connecting with each other keeps the movie on track. And once again, 3 stars. Well, those are the movies I reviewed this week, and there's some good ones. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.